All right, welcome tonight. We had a good night so far? Yeah? All right, now it's recording. Welcome to those listening online at westside.info. All right, what an awesome night. First of all, I'd like to thank my friends David and Jay for coming along. Really big support. I work with those guys and they're a couple of my best friends, so thanks for coming, guys. All right, I'm going to be speaking about being excited, because that's the theme for tonight, but it's been sitting in my heart for a while. First, I want to show you something. Here's the slide. All right. Who has one of these? An iPod. Bit of a woo! Who's got an iPod? Or an MP3 player or some sort of music playing device? Yes, I'm sure we've all got one. All right. If you don't, we sell them at Harvey Norman for about 20 bucks, so you can get one. All right, no sales pitch. All right. But have you ever noticed, go to the next slide, have you ever noticed the Apple logo? All right, you probably see it everywhere, in shops, on the internet. Anyone knows anything about it? Something missing? Oh. Have we ever stopped to notice there's a little bite being taken out? All right, and that, I researched the logo a bit, and it said that it symbolised... Some people thought it symbolised the Beatles album, the apples, or I think there was one where it was a scientist reaching for an apple. But I think what they wanted it to symbolise was knowledge, which you all remember when Adam and Eve took a bite out of the apple, and that's that bite. That's what they wanted to symbolise. And if you notice as well, the rainbow colours are out of order. So they're going against the grain. Now, I'm not putting apple down. But just be mindful of the logos that we look at and what they represent. So it's just something just to have a look at. Go to the next slide. Have we all seen these words? iPod, iTunes, iPhone, iRiver, iMac, iWork. What's a common thing about those words? I. So what are they trying to say? It's all about us. It's not about anyone else. We'll put our little headphones on and that's all it's about. I, just this, self-centered and enclosed world that we're in, and antisocial behaviour. So, before we buy products, we have to think about these things, all right? But no, I'm not bagging MP3 players because they are fantastic. No, our sales might go down for Apple this week, but no. No. But I just want to let you guys it's good for me to relieve my nerves by showing something like this. It's a bit of a warm-up, but I just wanted to show you that just to... We're a bit more aware of products we buy on the shelves and what they represent, so you can close that one. So I might just pray before we start speaking about excited. Lord, we just thank you for tonight, Lord. Lord, for being here, Lord, and just seeing what the youth in our church can do, Lord, and what we're about, Lord. And we just pray for tonight's excited message to come through, Lord, and touch those who need it, Lord. And we just pray for tonight in your name. Amen. All right, excited. What does it mean? Who's got a definition of excited for me? Kyle.
Well, it's a definition of how happy you feel. You feel ecstatic.
So happiness and ecstatic. All right, who's got another one? What does excited mean to you? Anyone else? All right, celebration. Anyone else? Yeah.
You're revving to go.
Oh, okay.
Pumped, enthusiastic.
Yeah. Something your whole body can't control.
All right. Are we getting excited about these things? Come on, let's get excited about those things. That's all very correct. Okay, some of the kids, what excites you? What excites you, Rebecca?
I don't know.
What excites you?
No, not me. Oh.
What excites Abigail?
I don't know.
Oh. Anyone else have an exciting... Okay. Oh, here we go. Come over this way. Up here. Stand up here. You'll let us down the stage this time. What excites you?
I don't know.
Okay, Nintendo Wii mustn't be very exciting. Neither's the Xbox or the computer.
Fireworks.
Fireworks, that's a good one, yeah? Except when it scares your dog and then they run off the property and that's no cool. Nintendo Wii. I said that one before. But youth concerts. Westphal Youth Services.
All right.
Well, I looked up. The prophet Joel.
God.
Yeah. All right. I looked up dictionary.com because the real dictionary is too big and heavy. So I went to dictionary.com. So I went to bible.com for all my references as well. No, I did use the Bible. It says stirred emotionally, agitated, like an exciting crowd waiting to get inside to a concert. Or I said like a Boxing Day sale when they're rushing to get into Myers to... yes, Harvey Norman doorbuster sales. Or a stimulated to activity, brisk and excited buying and selling of stocks, or me and my dad buying stuff out of eBay. Yeah. Go eBay. All right. But tonight, I just want to just highlight some things we should be getting excited about, and maybe there's some things, that's it, Jesus. We need to get excited for Jesus. But first I want to talk a bit about church, and we need to be excited about, who's excited about church? Yeah. What about in the morning? I'll ask you next week at 10 a.m. when you're all here on time. Are you excited? Because, yeah, it's hard to be excited in the morning, isn't it? Even when you're going to work, it's in the morning. It's hard to be excited. But sometimes when we get into this building and we see all our friends here, that just all changes. We're going to be feeling so tired, so down, whatever happened the night before or whatever, we come in here and the mood just changes, hey? See a few smiles, see a few people we know, catch up, and just the excitement in the room just changes everything. But I don't want anyone to walk out and then come in and then walk out unchanged. And we need to be leaving here excited as well as coming here excited. And we need to be excited about a church vision, Amazing Grace, and everything else that fits into the vision of the church. Just everything that we need to do, everything we do in the church is in line with that vision and the vision the Overside and Pastor Chris have set. And I think some of us just need to get a little bit more hold of that. And that we're all running together, and then the excitement grows as everyone catches on, and it all gets bigger. Can someone get me a drink of water? Oh, there is one. Yeah. Thank you. We also need to be excited about our ministries. Who's involved in ministry in the church here? Yeah? Lots of us. Sometimes we don't get excited because things may not work. People may not turn up. People can let us down. But God never lets us down. And we're in those positions for a reason. And if you're a leader, you're there for a reason, and that's to help grow this church. And we need to create excitement so that people come along and the people are grown through different areas in the church. And as well as giving and serving in the church, giving of tithes, we need to be free givers, excited givers, so that we can see more things done in this church. Also, we need to be excited about each other. Yeah. We need more encouragement. We need to get alongside each other and get excited about what God is doing in our lives. Instead of saying talking about the footy, let's talk about what God did during the week. What new thing happened during the week? And I'm not asking you to put up your hands, no. But when we come to church, let's talk about those sort of things. You know, God's provision. What he's done, how things are changing, the new people we've met during the week. We need to get excited about our youth, yeah? Our youth great or what? Yeah. We like to see more youth. So as we get excited, then we'll show the others out there how excited we can be. And I reckon if we stepped down to the nature strip and invited every house across the road to come, I reckon they'd come. But there needs to be an excited person to go over there and knock on the door, hey? Also, we need to be excited about missions. Now, we've got Mission Sunday next week. Who's excited about Mission Sunday? Yeah? But not also part of the giving, but we need to get excited and build up excitement about going to missions, actually going out there. And whether that's a short-term or a long-term thing for you, or whether it's just stepping out into the community, that's still a mission. And you don't have to go to the deepest parts of Africa, or you don't have to go to Sri Lanka or the Philippines, but that is a good thing to go to. But we also need to be stepping out of the community and being excited about that. Amen. So there's a bit of a plug there, Karen, for the missions week. All right. As I went on to Bible.com, I looked up Nehemiah 12:43. You can look that up if you've got your Bibles here. All right, and it said, and on that day they offered great sacrifices, rejoicing because God had given them great joy. Everyone say joy. With a bit of excitement. Joy.
Joy.
The women and children also rejoiced. The sound of rejoicing in Jerusalem could be heard far away. And I said the sound of rejoicing in St. Albans could be heard far away. Amen. Isn't that what we want? I remember as a kid, and you used to get people walking past and they come in and go, we just heard something, so we decided to come in. When was the last time that happened? We need to raise the volume, not the PA, but our volume, and raise our voices and start stepping out so that people notice us and notice God in us. And they'll want to come inside because they see the excitement on us. And they'll want to see what's going on and what we're doing. It's not about us, it's about God and what He's doing. But before we need to be excited about life itself. And like, we never know what the day is going to bring, but the best way to get excited about the day is to pray. If I'm ever driving somewhere, you sort of just ask God to protect you on the road, because it's so easy. There's a lot of people on the road. Don't need to go into that, but anything can happen on the road. So pray about it every time you get in the car. Amen. Or are we getting excited about the wrong things? Like things at school, things at uni. Some bad stuff can go on, and even at work. But do we share excitement about that, or will we try and bring light about that? And as I was sort of thinking about being excited, I thought about the great unknown in that. And being excited, you don't know what, you're excited, but you don't know what's going to happen. Even when you come to church, we don't know what's going to happen in church that morning or during our day. We're excited, but we don't know what's going to happen. And there really is a great unknown. But as we get excited, we need to have a bit of an expectation about what's going to happen. And coming into church with an expectant heart that God is going to move. Amen. If we all had that, it'd be so awesome. We'd see a miracle every week. We'd see people getting saved because we're all expecting that. We're all that's in there together, excited. So that's where faith comes in as well. So we're faithfully expecting something exciting to happen. Amen. Is your expectation tonight to be excited? Yeah? Who came expecting something really cool to happen tonight? Yeah? I did. I didn't expect to get all these amens, so it's really encouraging. And we just need to have that attitude and the heart of an excited heart that God is going to move and He's going to do exciting things. And even when we think that it can't get any worse, that life, it can suck. And we know that God can fix that up and turn that around for us, even at our lowest points. And we should be getting excited about the things to come. So the younger generation coming up, I'm not the younger generation. These guys are. Yeah? Yeah? The youth aren't the younger generation. The young kids are. I think we need to be focusing on them a little bit more as well. So, you go, guys. Jumping in the front, it's really cool. You're making a lot of noise. So we need to be encouraging our young kids. Amen. Also, something cool that's coming we're all excited about is the Westvale Extension. Westvale Cafe, Westvale Drop-In Centre, what are we going to call it? But I'm excited. I don't care what we're going to call it, but it's going to be really cool. Who's excited about the building? Yeah. Westvale R Us. It's not going to be a toy store. Yeah. But I'm really excited. And, you know, when we build something, we're allowing people to come in. We're allowing more programs to run, and that's so exciting that we can be able to do more as a church and give more back to the community and allow people to come in and impact them in a real positive way and unthreatened way. That's a way that they can come in and have a coffee with us and yeah, just a really cool setting. So I'm really excited about this building, and I'm sure it's going to be built up really well and really fast. So every Saturday, men and women come along, help out. Another plug for the... Another scripture I looked at was Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. You can look that one up. Okay. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1 says, "Don't let the excitement of youth cause you to forget your Creator. Honor Him in your youth before you grow old and say, life is not pleasant anymore." Don't let the excitement of your youth. Youth. The excitement of youth. Yeah. Don't let that cause you to forget God. Yeah. Don't let the guys up here let you forget about God, because we're not going to let you forget about God. Yeah. And youth, honor Him before you grow old. There is plenty of time. Life goes quick. And it may become pleasant when we're old, and we might forget about God when we're old, but I hope we don't, because we're going to stay excited forever, amen? So let's keep the excitement happening, not to get hyped up, but to stay excited and in a real positive way. And let's go out the... different to the way we came in. The excitement doesn't have to stay in this building. Let's take it out and tell everyone we know, amen? Who's excited? Yeah? Cool. Well, yeah, I just wanted to share those things with you, and I'll open up the floor. If anyone feels that they're not excited at the moment, if they're a bit down, we'd like to pray for you down here. I can pray for you, or some of our pastors can, or our youth leaders as well. And as the band get up, amen. Maybe not as excited as you thought you were at the start of the year with all the New Year's resolutions and all that, and all the hype. Maybe it's died off towards the middle of the year. And tonight you can rebuild that tonight. If you want to come down the front, we're more than welcome to pray for you. If you want to accept Jesus in your life tonight, you're also welcome to do that. So we're going to sing "I Surrender" again. So you can all stand up. God, we just pray tonight, Lord, that we go out of here excited. Lord, that we're excited for you, Lord. We're excited about life. We're excited to tell people about you, Lord. We're not ashamed, we're not afraid. We're not let down, we're excited, Lord. We just thank you, Father, for tonight. And maybe it's just something we've started tonight that's just going to keep going, Lord, for the rest of the year and into next year and the year after, Lord. And as younger kids grow up and get older, and they take over. Lord, it's not about us right here, right now. It's about the younger generation stepping up. Lord, we just thank you for tonight, and as you all go home safely, Lord, just be with us during the week as well, Lord. We just thank you. Amen.